Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, everyone, and I want to thank our live stream audience. I'm anticipating you making sure you send me an email. My email is right on the website, so it'd be great. Or just let us know in the chat box. It'd be super. Let's get our Bibles in hand, shall we? Don't we love it when miracles happen? Let's believe for more today. Let's believe that miracles are going to happen. And the highlight of any followers of Jesus is always we get a chance to be around the Word of God, and I'm grateful for that. We are actually in our series once again called Living Beyond Our Setbacks. I want to thank so many of you saying, hey, Pastor, what about this topic? What about that topic? I just want to remind you, get into the Word. The Bible has answers. The Bible has, just turn to somebody and say, get into the Word, man. Go ahead and tell them that. Get into the Word, man. What's with that? Yeah. So it's very important. And because of your questions and comments, that today's message is entitled Living Beyond Loneliness. Living Beyond Loneliness. I already had a couple from First Service say, boy, that would have been a great topic for our life groups. Now, and you know, life groups are currently on summer break. Want to just highlight as well, if we can, we're going to put up that screen. We have a Go team that's in Baja coming back today. So we want to thank God for our Go director, our mission director, Sean Knight. Take a look at that stellar group. There are probably some people you know. So we want to thank God. 13 of them belong to Hope Chapel, and they are there in Vista Marina. Yesterday they were handing out boxes of food per family, 350 families. And we joined forces with our missionaries, Don and Sandy Godwin, who will be with us on the 9th. And we're grateful for that. Today, they're at the Vista Marina Four Square Church with Pastor Angel and Vini Trujillo. And I think Sean's giving the message. And preach it, Knight, preach it. And then a few of our crew are going to be giving testimonies. Love it when the Lord does so many great things like that. So let's take a moment, pray a blessing over them. Father, as we pray a blessing over your word, Lord, we're so comfortable in this great setting, this beautiful climate called Huntington Beach. But Lord, we have some dear ones that are down there helping less fortunate, struggling families and individuals. We pray, Lord, not only great fruit and results come, but get our team members home, our family members back safely. But let them have some great stories how you used them in profound ways, beyond their abilities. Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I also want to just remind you, Wednesday night's midweek church, so don't forget to check it out. 6:30, Healing is Yours with the Gallitzins. So, man, we need to continue on a little bit more than our Sundays, and we're grateful for that. One idea, too, if you're like, hey, what can I do to help serve? Check out our newsletter. It's called Something Happening This 8th of July. It's called Love HB. And we are a network of churches called Serve City. So just hit that link, sign up. Two sections. We're painting the Oakview Library exterior and the community hub. So if you're into Oakview, we really would like to see you show up, be a part of some other churches, being great. Well, let me transition, heard a cute story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Small airplane, four passengers, the pilot, the Pope, a Boy Scout, and a scientist. They had engine failure, and the pilot goes back and says, listen, I've got bad news and I've got good news. The bad news is this plane will crash, and we need to jump out. The good news is I have three parachutes, but there's only four of us. And since I'm a father of nine children, my children need me, grabs a parachute pack and jumps out. The scientist stands up and says, listen, I'm the smartest man in the world. The world needs my brain. They needs my inventions. He grabs a pack and jumps out. The Pope looks at the Boy Scout and says, son, my son, I've lived my life. You take the last parachute. And he says, oh, Father, that's okay. The smartest man in the world just jumped out with my backpack. That'll teach him. Well, we thank God that you made a jump to come into Hope Chapel and to join us by live stream. Let's take our bulletin card. You can see today's message, Living Beyond Loneliness. I want to say we are going to explore how to fight against loneliness. Yes, even Christians do struggle with loneliness. Everyone experiences loneliness. We're talking specifically about longevity of loneliness. I experience loneliness whenever my wife goes on an assignment for a few days, or even a first-time freshman heading off to college will experience loneliness until they discover friendships, and then that feeling goes away. But some people are really experiencing some loneliness, and loneliness is really an absence of significant relationships or close attachments to people. And so with that, our society is going through what they are calling now epidemic loneliness and isolation. I was on the website yesterday as well. You can just even type in epidemic loneliness and isolation. The Health and Human Services.gov comes on, and the Surgeon General, Dr. Murthy, comes in there and explains the terrible health conditions from people who are going through loneliness and isolation. Some of the things that have come up were cited, and that is that there is an increased risk of premature death over loneliness and isolation. Women and men, 26% for women increased, 29% for men. Other health issues they cite, 32% increased risk of a stroke over loneliness and isolation. They're finding it adds as well the risk of anxiety and depression, as well as advancing dementia. Now, there's a long reading to go there, and you can go and cite that yourself. I'm not sure. It's like they must be trying to scare society back into civilization. But there's something that's about that because we're hearing people are still lonely. Now, one of the things that I want to add as well, a few months back, we were listening to Dr. A.J. Shrabota. And he is a professor, and he was lecturing leaders and pastors at Life Pacific University, our flagship institution. And he was saying, he was teaching on human, sexuality and identity. It was interesting, he said something that I recognize needs to be addressed. And he said, I want to tell you, pastors, don't tell people who are feeling lonely you just need more of God. Because in the beginning in Genesis, Adam had God all to himself, and he was lonely. And God said in Genesis 2, verse 18, it is not good that man should be alone. So for me to say you just need more of Jesus, now I am a Jesus fan, and I think the answer is always Jesus. But for today, we're just looking at some practical steps, because I'm just going to assume that you've made your peace with God through Jesus. But there can be some things that really make you feel really isolated. And it's for health reasons that we want to say, man, let's go for it, make some changes that really need to happen. How do we do that? Well, you can see here, we're going to look at five ways, practical, and it's going to be your choice. Here we go. Number one, create a lifestyle that values relationships. Now, that sounds rather obvious, but if you look at some of our schedules, some of our activities, the pace that we are living our lives, the stress that's taking place to maintain, you have no time to make solid connections with people. Now, that's something to consider. So you look at that, no, create a lifestyle that values relationships. So battling loneliness takes time. Nothing's going to go deep with a relationship if you're just coming on in and out you go. It takes time. Depths take time to experience that. But your schedule will not permit that. You're too active. You're too busy. So literally, it's a destructive element against any form of relationships. And we remain lonely. Now, remember that the Bible talks about the big commands are all relationally. Love God with everything you've got. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, isn't God smart? He knows our health depends on that. But the Bible talks about make sure you connect to love others, to encourage others, to care for others, to pray for others, to serve others. It's very important, and especially to forgive others. Let's start. We do want to take a look at the Bible. It's always helpful, don't you think? I like it. Colossians. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Reading from the New Living Translation, but mark it down and make notes on your bulletin card. Don't just assume I'll remember it. If the Holy Spirit dings your bell, that's for you. May not be for anybody else. Colossians 3:14, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. So, how can we do this if we have a lifestyle that actually works against that? It's not going to happen. So, where are you being intentional for relational connectivity? Because it has to be intentional. It has to be something, because I remember when Ainsley and I were just developing our families, we were very intentional about our relationships, especially with our children, because people will demand your time. You know that. And sometimes they even pay you to demand your time. So we always made sure that we bought less stuff and created more memories. We're going to create things that help us to engage our family while we still have them. Now we're scurrying around to create memories with our grandchildren, and it's very important. So when we take a look at things today, it's interesting because the proximity of people being together doesn't mean that there's actual good relationships being forged. I think we've all seen families together. I know I have in airports. They're all together, but they're all on their phones. Sometimes you're even in restaurants and they'll set their smartphone or sometimes bring their tablet right on the table. And they're probably texting each other past the catch up. Well, I don't know where the catch up. Why don't you ask? Well, you ask the waitress. All right. So you can imagine proximity does not mean that you're forging intentional relationships. So the first place to start, does your lifestyle even support relationships? Could be. Why? You might be feeling quite lonely. But you love God and you are going to be going to heaven. That's through Jesus. Number two, resist negativity. What do I mean by that? Well, that's important because negativity increases isolation, and as a result, it creates loneliness. Negative people just start to develop things in their lives, their negative outlook. And we are being plagued by that, are we not? I mean, we all have things in our lives that are simply unhealthy. There's negative elements that are around us. It affects our mind and our bodies and increases stress hormones. Oh, man. I mean, just check it out. It becomes almost normal because we're bombarded in this sea of negativity. Negative influences, negative people around us, negative experiences, all of the negativity that's our causes is just like, you should do something about that. And what ends up happening is that we withdraw into self-preservation. I'm just not going to get out there. Everybody's just like going to bunk. I'm not going. So loneliness starts to ensue. So when we are in self-preservation mindset, we develop connections become very, very difficult. I like what Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15, it's right there on your notes, but it says, for the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. I like that, huh? And for some of you, we hope that you all leave church today happy. Wouldn't that be great? Praise God. I mean, the happy heart, continual feast, it's really good. But have you been around people that are negative? You know, negative people are not very attractive. I don't mean physically. They just basically, the negative people tend to be lonely people. They avoid people. Negative people avoid people, and I find people avoid them. Now, we all have maybe some negative people in our lives. If you don't, you don't get out much either, do you? But they're there. And I find that negative people attract negative people. Watch out. I remember when I first started going strong for Jesus, and there were some negative people in my first Pentecostal church. I was just a little upstart. I've only been in four churches, by the way. I stay put. My first church was the Catholic Church for 19 years of my life. And then I got born again and water baptized at age 19 in Azusa Foursquare Church. And I was there 9 years. And then God called me to pastor a church in Banning. I was there 15 years. And then God showed up and called me to Huntington Beach. Glory to God. I've been there 21 years. So, you know, I just like, hey, I stay put. But I remember, here I was, a little 19-year-old, and my only examples, because I didn't have any young people to relate to, but I started learning what it is to married life with watching people. So these associate friends of mine were 25, 28, but they started getting negative, and I just, wow. They were negative over the pastor, what he was preaching. They were negative over the elementary school, and I was grieved in my spirit. Have you ever, it's like, how come I'm walking away feeling like crud? And I told them one day, I said, listen, I'm really sorry. I really can't hang out because I just walk away. I want to talk about Jesus, but you guys and girls are eating the pastor for lunch. I'm out of here. And you know what? Later I had a couple call. He says, Paul, you're right. We're sorry. We're going to change our attitude. You hang around negative people, it's a terrible thing. It's really difficult to come around. So how do you resist negativity? Well, God's word gives us some tools. I'm going to give you some tools. Here we go. Colossians 3:16. Check it out with me. And we're going to break it down. And you'll see. In Colossians 3:16-17, let the message about Christ and all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Now, take a look here, because there's no negativity here. But it's talking to followers of Jesus. You can just mark it down or line it through. Fill your life with truth. It says here, the message of Christ in all its fullness. Let it fill your life. Man, get into the Word. When's the last time you really like checked out the Scriptures? Let the Word of God fill everything up with you. Man, that's a good way to flush out the negative. Then it goes on. I like the fact, worship through song, because it goes on. build each other up. Let's start there. It says, build each other up, teach and counsel each other. That's pretty good. We could all benefit from a little input, but I find negative people like to discourage other people. They're not into wanting to beef anybody up. Watch out. But that's what it says. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom God gives you. Go for it. What did God show you lately? Share it. Involve yourself. Then it says sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. I like worship. You know, something about worship, it really brings things out in our lives because it's transformational, but it's something about having the word of truth placed into song or music. I like background music played softly. I do. I like instrumental, piano or acoustic. That's hymn, old hymns. I mean, if I come visit you, please don't have the TV on. Just say, pastor's coming, we better find that old cassette. A little bit of, you know, just on volume two. If you come to our house, we like just enough. If it goes silent, there's just something there. I'm telling you, it will change the atmosphere. Just try it. just a little bit of background music. Instrumentally, there's something soothing about that. And it drives out the negative. Something powerful about. And then it says, be thankful. It says, with thankful hearts. And then it goes on, giving thanks through him. And we talked about the power of gratitude. Because we're dealing with trying to say, man, let's not be negative. Let's resist negativity. Because we're talking about that will lead you to self-preservation and then loneliness, or then those around you, you'll end up being alone. I don't like you or I to be alone. So it's important. And then finally, remember who you represent. See the scripture, the last verse. And do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus. Now check that out. We want to remember who we represent. Negative people do not represent Jesus accurately. That's not him. So it's important we get a chance to be cautious. We should really, when it comes down to that, because it's inconsistent with who we represent, I don't want to be there. That's not me. I represent Jesus, and I know his spirit's not in this because I want to go with his values, his truth, his kingdom, his heart. Isn't that good? Do I get a witness? Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to number three. Resist social isolation. Now, it's another one that sounds like, yeah, but you choose to put yourself in places that have healthy relationships. This is where I think the church really shines in society. This is the answer to the epidemic of loneliness and isolation. The church. It really is. People say, I don't need the church. I'm telling you, their health is going to plummet. Because Jesus is the one that named it. It's my church. I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell won't prevail. But it's important. We need places where we can socialize. And I'm not talking the bar. And I'm not talking social media. We need social media. We're grateful for it. It's not going to go anywhere. We need Facebook to share photos of family to friends. And the bar. I mean, I don't know. You probably haven't. But remember the sitcom Cheers? Yeah, remember I love that theme song. That's like, we should claim that for Hope Chapel. Yeah, it's a perfect one. Goes like, if you remember it, sing with me. I never get offers to sing a solo, so you gotta create your own. It said, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to go where you can see the troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. Give yourself a round of applause. Yeah, yeah. Some of you need to hop on Hulu and see what's going on there, but yeah. But I'm not saying go to a bar, but it's that kind of, people need that. They need that environment. That should be, and it is, Hope Chapel. We are that way. And that's why we invite you at home. Come on and join us. It's important. But it is important for us to recognize getting together, because you find people will go to restaurants and they don't even talk. So it's going to be vital that we get a chance and we enjoy that. But if we are lonely and negative, we tend to isolate ourselves from others even more. And I'm telling you, we withdraw from society in that environment. Creates loneliness, and yes, that happens to Christians. And so watch out for that. Even that element where God's word says, don't isolate yourself. Check it out with me. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12 says this, a person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. I like that, don't you? Check out Hebrews 10. It's always one of my favorites to say, man, it's a violation not to be in fellowship in a consistent pattern. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another. So I would just want to just highlight, create boundaries with your technology. Just try to put that thing aside. Don't let it be a disruption, because you're not going to connect with people, and you and I need relationships so that we can grow healthy and strong. Maintain places where yourself, where you can have healthy social environments. Where would that be? Well, faith community like Hope Chapel, so important, so vital. I knew I needed church when I first got saved because all my friends were not there yet. And so I needed this company of believers, or I would be another casualty of being backsliding. So how about, I heard the ladies' movie night last Friday was outstanding. Way to go, Nicolette Lou, if you're out there somewhere. Our directors and our ladies' ministry heard it was amazing. Not only the turnout, but the aspect. You say, well, I don't go to those things. It's not spiritual. Listen, it's very spiritual to be together as a community. Very powerful. Men's breakfast. Well, we're just trying to get guys together. Man, it's very significant to create a culture because each of us have unbelievers in our lives, and they will knock you to the left or right. And so it's important we get into an environment like this. It's going to be important, okay? So don't just settle on Sunday. See what else is out there. Come on Wednesday to Wednesday church. Hang out longer. It's 6:30 to 8. Take somebody out to Main Street. Grab a drink or so, a non-alcoholic one. Yeah. Let's go to number 4. Serve others. Serve others. And we all need a purpose beyond ourselves, but loneliness can cause us to become very self-focused. When you are lonely, it's interesting, people actually turn inward. They just, well, I guess I have no place to really act. But it's important. Fast track to being happy again is to give to others. Those people coming back from Mexico, they're going to be so fulfilled. They will. It doesn't last. That's the thing. We just have to keep giving and keep serving. But it's important for us. And God's designed us with a call and gifts and empowered us to serve others. It's just the way the body life ministry goes. But I'll tell you, loneliness will steal your purpose in society. You will think that's just the way I am. Nobody wants me. And the feelings of belonging slips out the door. But let's look here. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Can you see that? I see that. So each of you have something from God to benefit somebody. If that's not activated, then we really are lacking. I had somebody the other day ask, well, what should I tell my children? What do you think are the essentials for life? Here they are. I'm just going to pass them on to you. I want my children, now my grandchildren, to know there's only one way to heaven. That's through Jesus. Acts 4:12. The other one, that's not up there. I'm just kind of, it's a little sidebar. The other one is that everything created was created by God and he owns it all. That's Psalm 24:1. And that to really to know that and to obey him is going to be a difference between a happy life and healthy life. The other one is God's given us a purpose for us. And it's so important that each person finds that purpose and goes for it. That's the third. I want my grandchildren to know. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. And the fourth is finally, once they know that purpose, to have confidence, God will resource you to make sure that purpose comes about. He will resource you beyond you could ever imagine. Ephesians 4, verse 10, 11, 12, 13. It's important. So with that, let's look at verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 12, 12. Here we go. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up the one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. We need each other. you're necessary for us. That's important for us. And then verse 27, all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. I see that. So you can see here, it's so important that we get a chance to serve others, and it's significant. If you are struggling with loneliness, you need to just say, Lord, I need to do something about that. Where can I serve? I know that there is not a department or ministry at Hope Chapel that does not, that still needs a lot of volunteers. There is not one of them that says, oh, we're overloaded. Find what you would like to do. Shadow that leader. Give them a call. See what's going on. Now, why would we do that? Because it'll be health to you, and you'll really develop some great relationships. Go on our website. See what we have to offer. Some great things. And then number five, let's hit this one. Risk being known. What do I mean by that? Well, in order to fight loneliness, we must be authentic. We've got to be real. Got to be genuine. You can't fake it. It's important. And some of you are going to say, I don't like being transparent. I've been hurt that way. I know. Oh, man, I know. But I'm telling you, the opposite of going into loneliness and isolation is much more damaging than just getting your feelings hurt when somebody maybe takes advantage of your transparency. Part of what makes us feel lonely is not being known. Nobody knows me. Nobody understands me. I don't think anybody even sees who I am. It's very easy to come into this setting, come into a larger church, and it's even more obvious. Nobody's going to see me. Nobody's going to know me. I think that's what brought me to Jesus. I remember those times prior to getting water baptized at age 19. I would be around a group of 50 people. My friends, we had a good group of people, high school and a little bit beyond. But I never felt so alone. 50 people. I think it came to a head one time my parents were gone. I was really just coming into my age 19, and I ordered a keg. I changed my ID and got a keg. And Paul has a keg. And I had a bunch of people there. When the tap ran out, there went my friends. I thought, what in the world? So as long as you have the stash, you have friends, right? Huh? Hey, I got this. Who's got the stash? And I realize I'm so alone till I've met Jesus. And I thought, that is what I'm looking for. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Listen, you don't fake love with Christians. They'll know that. I tell all of our youth leaders, students won't remember what you say. That's a bummer. I was a youth pastor. They don't remember what I said. But they do remember if I really love them. They'll know that you care. And we will too. If you keep showing up, keep jumping on it, hey, they might really love God. And maybe they'll love us. So it's going to be important we get a chance. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help somebody, you are only fooling yourself. Look at that line. You are not that important. Ouch. And people say, I'm out of here. I don't need this church or that church. Or that. Listen, church is going to go on without you. Like, I hope they fail. No, they won't. You're not that important. Sorry. So it's important we get a chance, but we do need genuine, authentic, caring people. Unless we take the risk of being known again, being transparent. That's the beauty of life group. That's the beauty of small groups. That's the beauty of coming up to the prayer wall and saying, I got to just tell you. Maybe they won't like you anymore. They'll love you if you're more genuine. If you're really being honest, power of God will come. Boom. Some of you are thinking, no way, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to get hurt again. Listen, hang in there. Go for it. And I just want to, as we prepare, it's important. A couple applications. Who are the people you know you need to go and start developing relationships, once again, and risking transparency? Are they in your house? Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe some of your friends, you just got to go back and just be real with them. Time to stop pretending and say, just want to tell you, you know, I bailed on you because I just didn't like the way you are and I don't like the way I am. And then the last thing I want to encourage is how we can really start the next time somebody comes up to you and says, how are you doing? And you're honest with them. You who are now the recipient of honesty, and I'm asking you to do something. Be very kind. Be very loving, because that person is risking again to be honest, to be transparent. So if they're really going to tell you what's going on, no preaching, just listen. And just love them well. Amen? Amen. Thank you for listening. Let's stand to our feet. Let me pray for you. Praise God. Father, we want to thank you. I sure like the Bible because there's a lot of transparency in there of people messing up, big time screw ups, and you love them anyway. And Lord, thank you for the way we feel. Not only have people messed with us, but we certainly have hurt others as well. Great is the mercy of God. Great are your loving embrace for each one of us. So Lord, you know, your heart for us is that no one to be isolated, everybody to fit in. Lord, drive away isolation. Deliver us from loneliness, thinking we don't need anybody. Oh, Lord, deliver us from that lie. The body of Christ needs you. So we want to thank you, Lord, for bringing healing, bringing hope, bringing health once again. And we especially are grateful, Lord, for those that profess their faith in Jesus today. And just by all of us being here, we know it's good for us to be in the house of the Lord. So may your blessings overflow us this week. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I want to thank you for joining us today at Hope Chapel, Huntington Beach. It's our desire to bring the teachings of this church to others globally. If today's message has brought you closer to Jesus, we want to know. Can you send us an email to office@hopechapelhb.org? Would you consider supporting this ministry financially? You can give securely online at hopechapelhb.org/give. If a check is your preferred method, you can send a mailed check to Hope Chapel, P.O. Box 548, Huntington Beach, California, 92648. If you want to be contacted by Hope Chapel, would you consider subscribing to our weekly newsletters at hopechapelhb.org/subscribe? Whatever season of life you're in, we want to go through it with you. We want to thank you once again for joining us, and God bless you.